Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Bible prophecy talks about the coming of a one-world religion. Some think this will never happen. Others believe the groundwork is already being laid for this to happen. Well, I would like to offer you a biblical perspective on headlines like this. Last year, reports broke out that the United Arab Emirates inaugurated the Abrahamic Family House, an interfaith complex housing a mosque, a church, and the Gulf Arab state's first-ever purpose-built synagogue. When you read about this, the buzzwords in the media concerning this are peaceful coexistence, unity, a convergence point for different cultures, people, and faith. Now, before we talk about this coming one-world religion, let me say this. Peace on earth is good. We all welcome it. But do you know that the Antichrist, according to Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, will fly the banner of peace for a short time, only to then break it? The Bible says, the ruler will make a treaty with the people for a period of one set of seven, but after half this time, he will put an end to the sacrifices and offerings, and as a climax to all his terrible deeds, he will set up a sacrilegious object that causes desecration until the fate decreed for this defiler is finally poured out on him. So, with this in mind, Christians need to have the spirit of discernment, because not everything or everyone who presents themselves as peaceful is actually peaceful. In the world today, there are various types of religions. However, in the context of Christianity, and according to the Bible, we can draw all to only two types of religions. These are the true religion and the false religion. True religion refers to the doctrine of Christ, while false religion is everything that is against the true religion which is outlined in God's Word. You might want to ask, how can you discern a false religion? Let's get down to Revelation 17. This chapter gives us many clues about the characteristics of this false religion. Verse 1 to 5 says, "One of the seven angels who had poured out the seven bowls came over and spoke to me. 'Come with me,' he said, 'and I will show you the judgment that is going to come on the great prostitute who rules over many waters. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her, and the people who belong to this world have been made drunk by the wine of her immorality.' So the angel took me in the spirit into the wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that had seven heads and ten horns, and blasphemies against God were written all over it. The woman wore purple and scarlet clothing, and beautiful jewelry made of gold and precious gems and pearls. In her hand, she held a gold goblet full of obscenities and the impurities of her immorality. A mysterious name was written on her forehead: Babylon the Great, mother of all prostitutes and obscenities in the world. This chapter provides vivid imagery and symbolism depicting a mysterious woman seated on a scarlet beast with 7 heads and 10 horns. Interpreting this passage has sparked various debates among theologians and scholars throughout history. Some view the woman as representing a corrupt and deceptive entity, often associated with false teachings and idolatry. Others interpret the woman as symbolizing a worldly power that seduces people away from true faith. Revelation 17, verse 10 to 13 says, "They are also 7 kings. 5 have fallen. 1 is, the other has not yet come. But when he does come, he must remain for only a little while. The beast who once was, and now is not, is an 8th king. He belongs to the 7 and is going to his destruction. The 10 horns you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose, and will give their power and authority to the beast." False religion straddles the back of this political beast, attempting to influence its decisions and control its direction. Soon, though, an amazing event will take place. Revelation 17, verse 16 says, "The beast and the 10 horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire." In a sudden, shocking move.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The world's political powers will turn on false religion and destroy her. What will prompt this action? The book of Revelation answers that God put it into their hearts to carry out his thought. Yes, God will call false religion to account for all the despicable acts she has committed in his name. He will use her political paramours as his instrument of execution. While this great event is yet to come, it points to one fact. Christians must beware of the false religion, its prophets, and its teachers. But how can you identify false religion? First, it teaches false doctrine. False doctrines refer to any teaching that contradicts the doctrine of Christ. This is not hard to discover. The doctrine of Christ teaches love among brethren. False doctrines do not teach that. Instead, it mirrors selfishness and hatred for one's brethren. Therefore, if there's any religion that teaches war instead of peace and tranquility, then such is a false religion. Its effect can be lethal on you as a believer. False religion also encourages immoralities. This is very prominent today, even in the Church of Christ. As the Bible puts it, there are now wolves among the sheep. Many churches are teaching a new kind of gospel, contrary to the Bible, a gospel that encourages leniency and tolerance, a gospel that doesn't meet the standard laid out in God's Word. These are shades of the last false religion. Christians need to watch out and steer clear of such gatherings. Another danger is the tendency to work against the authority of Christ and His Word. This is where we must begin to watch out. False religions are aware of the truth. However, they will never accept it. Instead, they try to pull out his relevance. This is where we must hold fast to our salvation with fear and trembling. We must keep gazing on the truth of God's word. The more we do this, the more we identify falsehood and steer clear of it. They must not be able to destroy the ordinances of Christ in our hearts. False religions are disobedient souls. Some might have even tasted the goodness of Christ in the past. However, they go astray and are ready to take as many as possible with them. Revelation 2, verses 20 to 21 says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling." This Bible verse gives a hint to what false religion perpetuates in the body of Christ. It will lead many astray. Hence, remember to guard your heart with all diligence. False religion also teaches a forever peace on the earth instead of talking about the coming judgment. Since they are against the ordinances of Christ, they do not believe in His return. This is a blatant lie that many will believe because of their carnal desires. False prophets will deceive their hearts to think no one would judge their actions. This will then lead to more atrocities in the world. But then, the Bible says that after death comes judgment. The earth realm is an examination ground that determines your place in eternity. Now, here's the greatest danger. False religion can give rise to Christians in name only. Many Christians might become pretenders, professing Christ with their mouths, but their hearts are far from Him. They claim to follow Jesus, but false religion has captivated their hearts with its lies. This is where you must pray for the grace and empowerment to stand strong. You must not make room for false religion to overcome your heart and zeal for the Lord. We are in the end time. As the Bible says, many spirits are now in the world. What did it command us to do? It says we should test all spirits and know that which is true. Therefore, it is your responsibility to test what you believe. And that leads to what we should do to avoid becoming a victim of false religion. First, you need to stay away from false religion. Revelation 18, verse 4 says, "Then I heard another voice from heaven say, 'Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues.'" To avoid becoming contaminated with false religion, you must do what this scripture says. Separate yourself from the rest of the world. Let everyone around you know what you represent on earth. Don't get mixed up with the sins of the world. Many Christians do not know where they fall, so they become tossed about by every wave of doctrines. This is not God's mind for us. You need to know your stand. Then, be prayerful before accepting and following a doctrine. This is crucial because many doctrines take snippets from Christ. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power of Christ. They might even use the Bible, but preach it in the wrong way. That is why you must be prayerful. You need to commit yourself to the Word of God, and you must let God show you the truth about any type of church you want to attend, its leaders, and their doctrine. Lastly, you must be diligent in following Christ. False religion may be prevalent, but you can choose not to pledge allegiance to it. The Bible says you will know the truth and it will set you free. When you diligently follow Christ, you will yearn to know about Him through the Bible. Also, you will allow the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. The Spirit of truth will begin to guide you into all truth. This will safeguard your heart from every form of falsehood. Matthew 7, verse 15 to 17 says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. This is Christ's warning to all believers. It's straightforward to understand. Ensure you keep it to heart as you move on in life. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German theologian and pastor in the 1930s and 40s. Bonhoeffer wrote numerous books that are used by many Christian scholars, even today. He lived a life furiously changed by the gospel. He often talked about cheap grace. Cheap grace is a grace that forgives you, but does not call you to be changed. This type of grace is not even really grace, but a cheap, watered-down version of the gospel. What we need is the real gospel that forgives us of sin, but also changes our sinful hearts. It is true that we're saved by grace through faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." You and I could never be good enough to earn salvation. We could never try hard enough to receive salvation. When it comes to truly being saved, you and I, no matter what, we cannot try to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps and say that we're saved now. It took the complete work of God to save you from your sin. You cannot boast in your own strength because your salvation comes from the cross of Christ. While you and I are saved wholly by the grace of God, we also go through a process called rebirth. Jesus talks about the new birth in John 3. While talking about the rebirthing process, Jesus mentions Ezekiel 36, verse 25 to 27, which says, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." This talks about how when we are saved, God will give us a new heart. Our old heart of sin is thrown out. Our new hearts are touched by God. Our new hearts are changed and molded by the Lord. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we become more like God. You see, when you accept Jesus Christ into your life, He begins to transform you. This is the process of sanctification, which is the action of being freed from sin. So you'll find that the sin which once had a strong hold over you, well, you'll find a new power to resist it. You'll find that you have a newfound strength to fight off those sinful urges. The gospel does not just save us and send us to heaven, but is the message by which God changes our hearts. Have you ever picked up a stone? I'm sure you have. Next time, try squeezing that stone. No matter how hard you try, you will not change the shape of that stone. It's too hard and tough. That is our hearts before we meet Jesus and go through the rebirthing process. However, after we meet Jesus, we get a new heart that is soft and pliable. It can be changed and shaped. God is calling His people to be changed and shaped by the gospel. Since we have a new heart, we can be changed. The real gospel of Jesus Christ will challenge and convict you. It will lead to a change in your sinful habits and cause you to repent. The gospel does not teach you that you are forgiven. Now keep living the way you were. That would be the cheap grace that Dietrich Bonhoeffer talked about. This is the cheap grace that says you're forgiven but does not call you to be changed. However, real grace? Real grace teaches us to turn away from sin, to sacrifice, to be humble, and love others as we love ourselves. Since the gospel calls us to change, we must reject the sugar-coated gospel. This is the gospel of cheap grace. This gospel teaches mercy and grace, but has no call to repentance. The sugar-coated gospel will talk about blessing and prosperity, but does not call you to love your neighbor or to sacrifice. The sugar-coated gospel tries to convince you that everything will go well after becoming a Christian. The real gospel teaches us that life often gets harder after following Jesus. But despite the many afflictions of the righteous, the Lord delivers out of them all. One of the reasons people often preach the sugar-coated gospel is because they're worried that the real gospel will offend other people. If they tell people they need to repent, that will turn them away from Jesus. While this does an excellent job of keeping those people at peace and tickling their ears, it does not change the heart of the hearer. The true gospel can pierce any hardened heart. By not calling people to repentance, but just mercy and grace, you're robbing the gospel of its power. It's better to offend people now by preaching the full gospel instead of later, as they realize they never heard the full message and may be on their way from God to hell. The words of Jesus in Luke 9 may speak most clearly on this. Luke 9, 23-25 says, "And he said to all, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?'" If we want to follow Jesus, we must deny who we are and follow him. That means his will comes before our own. It means that we repent of our sin and follow the way of life that Jesus states. Even if we gain the whole world, we will die, and none of that comes with us. It will all be for nothing. All that matters is what we have done for the kingdom. We, as followers of Jesus, must reject the sugar-coated gospel that many try to present and hold tight to the only true gospel that can save us from sin.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.